has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning, December 21st, live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Hey, we'll be live this week at least for 3 days. And then, you know, I don't think I'll be working on Christmas Eve. I don't think we'll be doing a live show. And, of course, on Christmas Day. But we're here live for the next 3 days with you as we lead up into these holidays. The markets are open, and the markets are up. The Dow right now is up 121 points. Hey, we'll take that, won't we? Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, whatever your flavor. We got a good holiday rally going on. We're at 17,249 after the drubbing we took on Thursday and Friday. A lot of that was triple witching on Friday, which you always have to take with a grain of salt. The S&P 500 is up 14.5 points right now. The S&P 500 is at 2019. Well, you know, we know one thing. We're going to finish the year approximately where we began the year. Wow. But you know what? At least we can say that. Most other asset classes, especially foreign asset classes, cannot say that. The NASDAQ up 36 points right now. The NASDAQ is at 49.59. Crude oil, boy, it dipped below 34 there for a while. This morning it was in the 33 area. It's right now at 34.28, down another 1.3%. Where's the bottom? We have gold at 1,077, the euro's at 1.0904, and the 10-year yield's coming back a little bit since the Fed rate hike last week on Wednesday. The 10-year's at 2.19%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. I need to change that commercial. It's been 20 years now in the business. The commercial says 18, so we'll get that updated here. It's on my to-do list, along with about a jillion other things. And I'm sure your to-do list this time of year is long. I spent Saturday. I started my day early at Fry's Electronics. I don't know if you've got Fry's in your neighborhoods, but it's a giant, giant, cavernous electronics store. Man, I like shopping there. Not only do they have electronics, they have toys. This is the year of the drone. You notice that? You can fly your little drone almost anywhere. From little drones, like 1.5 inch in diameter, to big drones, you know, that you could land and probably carry your neighbor away with some of those drones. And some of them are equipped with movie cameras, and some of them just dip and dive. And I saw one that goes on the ground first as a kind of a rolls on the ground, kind of like that thing in Star Wars. And then if you want to take off, you can take off. That's the one that caught my eye. That's the one that went into my basket for one of my lucky grandchildren or children. And then I went to Costco. Hey, these are all publicly traded companies. They're not. Fry's is not. Costco is. Costco wasn't too bad. I was expecting, you know, I mean, you put people behind a shopping cart and start giving out free samples, and you better look out. Oh, there was leg of lamb. I went down that aisle 2 or 3 times. There was spinach artichoke dip. I went down that aisle a couple times. I wore sunglasses the second time so they wouldn't recognize me. I think they're on to me, though, really. We had, what else? Oh, homemade tamales. Now, that one got me. I put a dozen homemade holiday tamales in the basket, which we'll be serving up for a holiday dinner here one of these nights. And then I went to Lowe's, looking for some things at Lowe's. I was caught up in the thick of thin things. Finally, I remembered what Christmas was all about when I saw a bumper sticker. And I said, thank you. Thank you for having that bumper sticker and reminding me what Christmas is all about, because I've been caught up so much here in the thick of thin things, I forgot about the important things. Okay, let's take a look. Oil continues to drop. And you say, well, you know, why don't the U.S. production companies just shut down production for a while? Well, you know, they need something coming in the door. That would be like saying, why doesn't the restaurant down the street just shut down for a while until hash brown prices go up? Well, you know, they got to at least employ the people and make payroll. Everybody's waiting for the other guy to cut production. Who's going to flinch first? The most natural flincher should be OPEC. You would think that the Saudis would just cut back a little bit. But they obviously have an agenda, and they continue to pump their gusher of oil and drive oil prices down, more than likely in an attempt to put U.S. frackers out of business. And now we have oil at $34.28. That's really the one hang-up that we have remaining in the market right now. As we go through today's big picture of the market, you're going to see a lot of positives. There's also some negatives. This, to me, is the biggest negative, a weak energy, a weak oil market, because about 10% of the S&P 500 companies are energy-related, and it could impact earnings on the S&P 500. This year, it took about $8 to $10 out of earnings for the S&P 500. Next year, we're hoping for a rebound. We're hoping that we've already priced in low oil into next year's S&P 500 earnings estimates, which we'll get to towards the end of the show. So we really do need to see oil stabilize here somewhere in this $35 area. We need to see a bottom put in. That would give the market a lot of confidence. You saw the market last week greet the Fed rate hike with glee on Wednesday. Had a huge day, one of the biggest days of the year. You know, that sends a signal to the market that, you know what? The economy is pretty good, folks. We feel like the market can easily absorb a quarter point rate hike and probably some more next year. And the market celebrated with glee, and then it sold off on Thursday and Friday. And it's mostly that oil bugaboo. And Friday, we also had triple witching or options expiration day. That's always a shaky day for the market, especially on a thinly traded Friday when a lot of people are at Costco and Fry's and Lowe's doing their holiday shopping. Apple interviewed on 60 Minutes, CEO Tim Cook. He says we need tax reform, especially corporate tax reform. We're in the dark ages. For Apple to bring that money back to America that's sitting in offshore banks, cost them 40%. Would you do that? If you had 100 grand sitting somewhere outside of America, would you bring it back and end up with 60 grand? Well, we're talking about a lot more money as it relates to Apple. Billions. And they're just going to leave it over there until they see some kind of tax reform. Meanwhile, they say they don't cheat on taxes. They pay all their taxes. Lindsey Graham out. Okay, all you Lindsey Graham fans, you don't have Lindsey Graham to kick around anymore. Avago is a top pick at RBC. It's also a top pick at GCM, Gunderson Capital Management. In fact, I was looking. Avago's the number one ranked stock in my app today out of 4,294. Avago ranks number one, and it is a stock that we own here at Gunderson Capital Management in our growth accounts. I believe it's in both. I think it's in the ultra growth account, which is a little bit more aggressive than that conservative premier growth account. But it is a top pick at RBC for 2016. Record weekend for Star Wars. Was the Force with you? I've got a source. One of the kids that my wife teaches at church, he's really into Star Wars and Legos and all this kind of stuff. He's 8 years old. I asked good old Warren. I said, Warren, have you seen Star Wars yet? He said, no, we're going Monday night. I said, okay, I want a report. I want to know if this old man should go see Star Wars. He says, I'll let you know. Don't worry. We have Ross Stores making a nice move here recently. A traditional investor bet on low oil prices. Let's not forget, oil, gasoline now $2 nationwide is the average price. $1.30 in Kansas. $1.30. That gives you a little extra money to go to Ross Stores. Don't forget TJ Maxx while you're out there. I own a little TJ Maxx in the income account that we run here at Gunderson Capital Management. We now have six people living in our house downstairs, six guest visitors. They're here for a while. They're from Pocatello, Idaho, and they're from Charleston, South Carolina. Six, including two little grandchildren, one that I got to see for the first time yesterday. That was my Christmas present. Well, this is Big Picture Monday. We're going to go through the big picture of the market when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now for Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Okay, some of the big themes that are trickling through the market here as we get ready to turn the page on a new year, obviously, low oil prices. Would I be buying energy stocks at this point in time? No, I currently own one energy stock. I own Phillips 66, which is a refiner. I own two refiners, including Holly Frontier. I sold my Holly Frontier, so I have one stock with exposure to the energy sector. I don't think the energy sector has found a bottom yet, and I think there's going to be a lot of casualties. Obviously, the junk bond sector of the energy sector remains a very sore spot right now. Let's just see how SJB is doing today. That's the inverse. That looks pretty good to me. That's the inverse of junk bonds. If you think junk bonds are going to continue to implode, a lot of them being energy junk bonds, and a lot of them will not be paid back, SJB is the play on the implosion, if you think that's going to happen in the junk bond sector. Low oil prices still the big story in the market. Rising interest rates, another big story. And you're saying, well, we're not seeing it yet in the market rate. The market rate's at 2.18, despite the Fed fund rates coming up to 0.25, the first hike in 10 years. But we are now in a rising rate environment. That's another theme that you have to remember. I put forth a conspiracy theory in my newsletter over the weekend. Is there a war on the oil stocks? There is a war on fossil fuels. In fact, at the Paris Climate Conference recently, war was declared on fossil fuels. And don't forget, let's not forget that war was declared on the coal stocks about 7 years ago. They have been clobbered. I showed some examples over the weekend. Peabody Energy, which has been absolutely slaughtered. BTU has gone from $1,329 per share in 2008 on a split-adjusted basis, clear down to $7 a share. That's like a dot-com implosion, isn't it? Another one, Cloud Peak Energy, CLD, has gone from $24 a share to $2 a share. Cliffs Natural Resources, CLF, has gone from $121 a share to $1.55 a share. Alliance Resource Partners, which was a coal master limited partnership, the ARLP has gone from $42 per share, clear down to $12 per share. The coal stocks have been slaughtered. I threw out a conspiracy theory. Has the similar war, has the target, have the sights now been set on oil stocks? Will they continue to get slaughtered? Well, Chevron's gone from 125 down to 85 so far. ExxonMobil's gone from 100 down to 77. Halliburton has gone from 72 down to 37. It's basically been cut in half. Kinder Morgan has gone from 43 to 15. Meanwhile, what's the other side of that play? What was the winner at the Paris Climate Conference? Look at how SolarCity has bolted higher since that conference came to an end. Look at how Vestas Wind Energy is hitting new highs right now. Look at how First Solar has bolted to new highs. Look at how the solar index, TAN, is on the move. And look at how Smith & Wesson, lastly, the gun stock, up 151% year-to-date. But the alternative energy stocks also got news here recently in the U.S. that those tax credits, you see, without government subsidies, they could not survive. But with government subsidies, they continue to exist. And if there is a war on fossil fuels, it would only make sense to continue to avoid fossil fuel stocks, which include oil, and to take a look at the alternative energy stocks. Now, here's where we sit year to date in the market. With just 10 days left in the year, as of last Friday, the S&P 500 for the year is down 2.6%. And I've stated many times why the market is flat to lower this year. It's because S&P 500 earnings, which have been growing since 2009 along with the S&P 500, all of a sudden we had a leveling off in earnings this year. So now it becomes all about next year, doesn't it? Which we'll get to in the final quarter of the show. Having said that, S&P 500 down 2.6%. The Dow is down 4% year to date. The only U.S. index that's in the black this year is the NASDAQ because it has the big four, Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, Google. It's up 4% year to date. Small caps, bad year, down 5%. Mid caps, bad year, down 5%. Emerging markets, horrible year, down 18.7%. China. You remember when China earlier this year was up about 25 or 30%? Now it's down for the year 23.4%. Canada, very dependent upon natural resources, down 25%. Brazil down 42%. How's that socialism and corrupt government working for you down there in Brazil? Petrobras, what a scandal. As soon as you nationalize a company and all the politicians get their mitts in it, Brazil down 42% this year. Well, you say, maybe we could have made money in treasuries this year. In the U.S. bond market, the long bond down 2% this year. And the 10-year treasury absolutely flat on the year. Maybe we could have made money in commodities this year. Oil is down another, listen to this, down 35% this year. What was it down last year? 43%. You say, is it going to zero? Well, probably not, but we're at $34 per barrel right now. We dipped down to $33 per barrel early this morning. What about gold? Peter Schiff continues. I saw an article about Peter Schiff over the weekend about the predictions that he's made over the last 10 years and how far off he was. He said gold was going to 5,000. That didn't happen. He said the market was going to 1,000. That didn't happen. He said that the dollar was going to get crushed. That hasn't happened. But he says, well, I was just wrong about the timing, which he probably is. Eventually, we're not on a very sustainable course. They make me eat sustainable seafood at my local fish market. But we have an economy that's not very sustainable with $18 trillion in debt. Gold down 10% this year. That's the scoreboard so far. We know that earnings have leveled off this year. What about next year? Because those earnings hold the key to the future of this market. When we come back, we'll get into those numbers for 2016. Looking ahead, this is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNow app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNow app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where we have oil continuing to drop. Man, when is oil going to find a bottom? We had that big down day on Friday, but you know what? I wouldn't let that give me too much heartburn. It was no fun. Boy, that set up for going into the weekend, you know, on the holiday spirit. There goes that Santa Claus rally. But it was mostly triple witching. But we do need to get this oil situation. We need to find a bottom here in oil. And then we kind of have some clear sailing in the market from my perspective, which we'll get to here in a bit. I would continue to avoid those fossil fuel stocks for now. If you're dying to own energy stocks, you might want to look instead at the renewables right now, which have got quite a lift since the Paris climate talks. All right, now, where I want to go next is the asset allocation, the asset classes. Traditional, efficient frontier investors and asset allocators, as they begin 2016, will be having about the same allocation that they had last year, because we haven't seen a big sell-off in stocks. If we had, they'd be buying more stocks. We haven't seen a big sell-off in bonds. If we had seen one, they'd be buying more bonds. Instead, if they were 60-40 last year, they're going to be about this year, same this year. If they were 40-60 last year, they'll be about the same this year, except adjusting for people that are 1 year older this year than last year. And as you know, I am not an efficient frontier guy. I am not a traditional asset allocator. I brought up this article recently by Morgan Stanley saying that efficient frontier is about ready to collapse because we're now in a rising interest rate environment. Therefore, I take a very dubious look at the bond market going forward. What's my current asset allocation? Well, to begin with, as I look around the world, so I look at the European market, the European economy. I look at the Japanese market, the Japanese economy. I look at Latin America and the Latin American economy. I look north to Canada. I look over to Asia, China, the China market. I still see, for now, the best opportunity right here in the U.S. And, you know, I think the Fed pretty much signaled that. We're the only economy in the world that's hiking interest rates. Everybody else is in a quantitative easing mode. Look at Europe. Look at China, who it's lowering interest rates. So where's the strongest economy in the world? On a relative basis. I realize 2% is not very good, and we could be a lot better than that. But on a relative basis, I still have my money allocated here to U.S. stocks, U.S. markets. I own a few stocks that, you know, like Avago, which is actually headquartered in Taiwan, but they basically sell into the U.S. economy. And as I look at the asset classes that I have available to me, cash, short-term bonds, intermediate-term bonds, long-term bonds, or debt. Remember, bonds are debt. You're a lender. Sovereign debt, which goes outside of the U.S. Other asset classes, commodities, hard assets, gold, silver, energy, oil, commodities, any kind of futures, etc., grains. And then, of course, ownership in stocks, otherwise known as equities. I personally still like equities. We're still in an economy that's expected to grow by 2 to 2.5% next year. We're still in an economy that's expected to see more hikes by the Fed next year. We're still in an economy where we're at 2.2% with our current yield, when the long-term average has been about 5 to 6%. We have a long ways to go before we even get close to being back to normal. Therefore, I continue to avoid the bond market. You say, well, Bill, is it safe to have all your money in the stock market? My asset allocation is stocks and cash. I think it's safer to be in cash, earning nothing, I mean a pittance in the money market funds, than it is to be in the bond market. Because I think that the bond market has the potential to be down this year. Well, you say, I'm getting my income. If you're holding the individual bonds to maturity, that's a different thing. But if you're in bond funds, that's what the efficient frontier people use. That's what the asset allocators use. They use bond mutual funds and bond exchange traded funds. I think when you look at the end of the year next year and look back on 2016, barring some kind of catastrophe in the stock market, I think you'll have a down year in bonds. Therefore, I would rather own cash than bonds for that portion of my asset allocation. Furthermore, I would rather own equity ownership in stocks that pay dividends for that portion of my, for additional portion of that asset allocation than having bonds. I would rather own $10,000 worth of, let me think of one of the, Disney, which pays a dividend, than to own $10,000 worth of Disney bonds in a bond fund. Because I think you're fighting an uphill battle with the wind in your face, with a rising interest rate environment. I would rather be an owner in the company Disney than a lender to the company Disney. But that's just me. You can read lots of other newsletters and listen to lots of other shows, and you can watch people parade it on TV all day long, whether it's the Fox Business Channel, which I watch, ever since that debate that CNBC aired, I got really angry, and I switched CNBC off after being a loyal follower for 10 years watching them. I've switched to Fox Business, and I'm glad I did. I've never gone back to CNBC. But these people will be wheeled in front of you all day long with different opinions. But I set my feet in the ground. I put my neck on the line every single week, and I let you know where I stand. And when I sent out my newsletter last week, on I actually sent it out Friday night so I could get some Christmas shopping done on Saturday. I was able to get an early start. It was nice to have the newsletter behind me. I once again said that my asset allocation is 80% U.S. stocks, 20% cash. And for folks who want to get a check in the mail, well, dividend-paying stocks, to me, are a better way to go, and a combination of cash or very short-term instruments than bonds. The asset classes that I continue to avoid, like the plague, emerging markets, gold, silver. I've been right about gold and silver for the last 3-4 years. It didn't go to $5,000, Peter Schiff. Maybe it will eventually. But you know what? You got to kind of watch the markets and know where we're at in the business cycle before you make bold predictions, headline-making predictions like that. And then you look like an idiot. When you're so wrong, you've got scrambled eggs all over your face, you know? I don't like commodities, and I don't like the bond market. My asset allocation continues to be about 80% U.S. stocks. And, of course, depending on what kind of investor you are, if you're more aggressive, I have you in my ultra growth stocks, which can go anywhere, large caps, mid caps. I can go to China. I can go to Brazil, U.S., go to small cap stocks. That's my ultra growth. If you're more conservative, I have you in large cap, premier growth. And if you're more, need a little income along with your growth, then I have my dividend paying stocks, stocks like Disney. It's having a pretty good day. Record numbers coming in from Star. No, Disney's down now, down $2 a share. Look at that. What the heck happened? Anyways, that's my current asset allocation until further notice. The other asset class that is available to us as money managers, which most money managers don't use, are hedge inverse funds. I currently don't own any inverse funds. The only one I would consider right now would be inverse junk bonds. I think junk bonds are in trouble. I think the bond market is in trouble, and junk bonds are like the dynamite portion. They can blow up on you. Be careful. The opposite of that is SJB. The other side is junk, JNK. If you believe in junk bonds, buy junk. If you think they're going south, then SJB might be a nice hedge. When we come back, we'll get into my projections for 2016 for earnings on the S&P 500 and my target price. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Docs Now Radio. Oh, we're having a good day here. Boy, I'll tell you. We are really having a good day with the Best Docs Now today. I remain bullish on the market, and here is why. Well, we first have to take a look, which we did, at our alternative choices. We could be on the sidelines, which I believe sometimes that's the best place to be. I'm on the sidelines in the bond market right now. I would rather own cash in the bank than bond fund at the current time. But I don't feel that way about the stock market at the current time. At some point in time, we will have another bear market. And it more than likely will coincide with a recession in the U.S. economy. That's why we look for things every week like inverted yield curves or slowing GDP or rising unemployment or rising inflation. And right now we continue to not see any indications that there is a recession right around the corner here in the U.S. And I think the best piece of evidence that we could have received came from the Fed last week. The last thing the Fed wants to do is put the U.S. economy into a recession. They would not have been raising interest rates for the first time in 10 years if they thought a recession was lurking right around the corner. And as I look at the various asset classes that are available to me, I'm not going to plug in your age and your risk tolerance into a computer and come out with the classic efficient frontier asset allocation formula, because one of the major assets that is involved in that formula I am bearish on, and that is the bond market. And there will be a time when the efficient frontier says I should have you in 60-70% stocks, and there will come a time at some point in the future when I don't agree with that one either. So I toss that theory aside. Instead, I use my theory, which is best asset classes now. And it's based on the facts in the world. The world changes. We've changed from a falling interest rate environment to a rising interest rate environment. Eventually, we'll change from a growing economy to a shrinking economy. I'm not a believer in doing the same thing every year, no matter what the economic conditions are like. But right now, economic conditions continue to favor a continuation of this bull market, which has been in place since March of 2009. And in my March 23rd, 2009 newsletter, I wrote that a new bull market has been born. I've been cautious several times along the way, but I've never pulled that bull call on the market since then. And I keep continue to look every single week. I look as many facts as I possibly can every single week before I arrive at my current opinion on the market. We're now just 2 weeks away from the end of the fourth quarter of 2015 and the end of the year. Earnings season will kick off on January the 12th, when Alcoa will report earnings. As of right now, expectations are that quarter four will come in about 4.5% lower than the same quarter last year. But earnings are expected to resume their growth track, which they've been on for the last six and a half years, in 2016. The quarterly earnings are expected to start increasing once again. I showed a chart of that in my newsletter over the weekend. Furthermore, after leveling off in earnings this year, earnings are expected on the S&P 500 to be about 8% higher next year than this year. If that can be accomplished, we could see about a 2,200 S&P 500 next year. That's my midpoint. We're currently at 2,000, which gives the S&P 500 8 to 10% upside potential. That's the best upside potential that we've seen in quite some time. That is the main reason that I continue for the seventh year to be bullish on the stock market, more particularly U.S. stocks. And as we peak, we just barely get a glimpse into 2017. Earnings estimates for 2017, which are subject to wild fluctuations. Right now, those earnings are at $144 per share. This year, we've got them at $127 per share, or next year. This year, we're expected to make about $118 per share. My target, long-term target price, 2017 on the S&P 500 is $2,300. We update this every single week. If you don't read the newsletter for anything else, go to the big picture section of the newsletter. It's one page. It's page number 27. You say, you write 20? There's 50 pages there, but it's mostly charts, big pictures, pictures that you can look at and immediately understand where we're at in the market. I continue. I've been bullish for 6.7 years. The 6.7-year primary trend, it has a rounding look to it right now, but that's reflective of the leveling off of earnings this year. If we indeed get 8% growth in earnings next year, then the market will eventually break out to new highs once again. Oh, I remain vigilant. I keep one eye in the rearview mirror at all times. But at the same time, I remain bullish. My current asset allocation, 80% U.S. stocks, 20% cash. Hey, you can get the newsletter. I put a lot of work into that thing every weekend. GundersonCapital.com. And if you're in a traditional efficient frontier type thing and you, like me, think that there's rising interest rates a-coming, and if you think that at some point in time we'll have another recession and another bear market, well, we do things. We manage money a little bit differently here at Gunderson Capital Management. In the meantime, right now, we continue to look for best stocks now. We have four portfolios. We've got a nice little brochure we can send you out. And we can sign you up for the weekly newsletter. 855-611-BEST is our phone number. We're in San Diego, California. We're far away from Wall Street, which I like. 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Or GundersonCapital.com. This is Bill Gunderson. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.